WWIB, time for the best 5 minutes of the day on a Friday. 65 degrees, Jason Kanz. It's Friday, last day of the work week.
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I am ready to be done with this week. So.
All right.
Just a long, not a bad one, but just a long work week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
You know, I had a story at my desk over there in terms of brain work, but there was something this week, a report, a study that talked about what a lot of us kind of amateurs felt like. Yeah, doing word puzzles and word games, it helps your brain.
That's the theory, yes. I think that's true. I often encourage people to try to do word games, to do different things, to try and keep their brains active and healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And I know we've talked about melatonin before. I tried some last night because I had afternoon coffee, and it was approaching 10 o'clock, and I'm like, wow, why am I not more tired?
Sure.
And so I always, my thing with melatonin, I always, you zonk out, you dream deeper, and it seems like my sleep is shorter, though, but it's more intense. Is that your experience?
Huh. I don't know if I've ever used melatonin.
It's
probably something I should try, but I'm curious about the dreams being more intense.
Yeah.
I wish I remembered more of my dreams.
Yeah, I wouldn't say I really remember. I just know they're sort of unfolding during the night, but I didn't.
Sure.
Some people keep like a dream journal, you know?
Yeah.
By
yeah.
their bed. And
yeah,
I'm
I
like,
had a,
yeah.
I had a colleague in grad school who would actually start setting her alarm about 3 in the morning, and then because she liked to know what her dreams were,
yeah.
so she would get up and write them down. But she also liked the feeling of waking up knowing she still had time to sleep.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
she would do that on and on, you know, on and on through the morning, so...
Yeah, right. So I was at the once a month Jesus Fit, headed up by Brian and Anna Wilcombe, does an outreach at Brewing Project, and they did last night. And the speaker shared her own story, her own faith journey. But her last line I wanted to share with you, and even you've been there before, they kind of have a, at the end, you sort of get... Because there's the speaker, and then there's table discussion.
Right, right.
And then... they kind of go around the room. But this was her last comment. She said, "You should be changing your mind the more you're learning." I thought that was a great quote. I'm going to say it again. You should be changing your mind the more you're learning. That makes sense.
Yeah, right. I that makes absolute sense to me. You know, I think if we somehow get this idea that we reach the age of 20 or 30 or 40 and have acquired all the knowledge that we need, that is not a good spot to be. I hope that I'm still learning and changing my mind at 80, if I'm still alive then.
Yeah.
You know, when we receive new information, if that information is valid, if it seems to make sense, we should be willing to change our minds about things.
Yeah. So, again, I was challenged by that, and I said, you know, I'm going to share that, and I've already shared it on the radio. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, it's question 3, right? Is it possible I'm wrong?
Right.
We need to be asking that regularly of ourselves.
Well, I think that is interesting. She had a lot of humility, the speaker, Lily, I believe. And so she said, you know, I'm wrong a lot. I wish I wasn't. But, I mean, I think so often we think that, you know, this is, you know, I am right. I think our predisposition is I believe this because I'm right.
Right.
And then the problem is we had the discussion last night. If you're just so convinced and protective of that, you end up not even hearing people.
For sure. Yeah. You know, and I think we operate with the assumption that we're right about things. But we can either hold that tight-fisted or we can hold it open-handed.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that... more of us would do well to be open-handed about how we hold things that are true or that we believe to be true.
You're going to test my commitment of playing songs that start with love because I think Laura Story has a song called Open Hands. But
ooh, that's a good one.
I'll
Maybe
make
she
it,
uses the word love in there.
I'll make it wait. I'll make her wait. The Open My Hands is Sarah Grove. So, all right, tell you what, we've got Acts. We're going to stay in Acts 8, 20 and 21 as we head into the weekend.
And that says, "But Peter replied, 'May your money be destroyed with you for thinking God's gift can be bought. You can have no part in this, for your heart is not right with God.'"
All right, and from your devotional commentary in the New Testament, Letters to the Beloved, that people can order off Amazon, you say, "Peter confronted Simon directly. You cannot buy your own way into the kingdom. It is all a gift. If you choose to walk the world's path, it'll lead you straight to death. You'll become a corpse with pockets full of money. Even if you give every last cent, you cannot buy the spirit, Simon. Your heart is not right, and with wrong motivations, you have no claim to the gift. Beloved, people will do anything to obtain what they believe is true, but they often lack humility and repentance. Listen, there is no other way to me. May your money, power, influence, and intellect all perish if they keep you from a relationship with me. Let me just say, that's some powerful writing there.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, it's a powerful phrase in the Bible, right? You know, I mean, you know, if you're reading along, if it's your first time coming up to this, and even after that, you hit the words here and it's like, oh my goodness, Peter is not holding back.
Right.
And I think that, you know, that's true. We have to think about where are the places we're trying to think we can use power, prestige, property, you know, as our friend Ed will say, to try and get ahead as opposed to relying on the Spirit to bring us where we need to be.
We're out of time. Hope to talk to you at breakfast
you
tomorrow.
Bet.
There we go,
talk
our buddy Jason Kanz. The Whip Wake Up Show on a Friday morning here on WWIB. And it seems earlier in the week we touched on science. And so why not revisit that?
Yes. And so these are some scientific theories that come from the younger part of the population, from elementary school students. A few scientific theories, for instance, the law of gravity says no fair jumping up without coming back down.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense to me.
Yeah, here's another comment. Rainbows are just to look at, not to really understand, say the elementary school kids.
I love that. A few scientific theories from elementary students. They say South America has cold summers and hot winters, but somehow they still manage.
Yeah. There we go. It's different. Yeah, I can think about having been to Liberia. It's similar. Experience. Another observation from the youngsters, science related, water freezes at 32 degrees and boils at 212 degrees. There are 180 degrees between freezing and boiling because there are 180 degrees between north and south.
Gotta add some math in there. Scientific theories from elementary students. One says there is a tremendous weight pushing down on the center of the earth because of so much population stomping around up there these days.
Yeah, they could figure it out, these kids. One of their other thoughts is when looking at a drop of water under a microscope, we find there are twice as many H's as O's.
Okay.
H2O.
How about this one? Clouds are high-flying fogs.
Hmm.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
They just keep the fog up a little bit higher.
I like their take on things. They say, I'm not sure how clouds get formed, but the clouds know how to do it, and that's the important thing.
It is. A few more here. Scientific theories from elementary school kids. Rain is often known as soft water, oppositely known as hail.
Uh-huh. Yeah, people
soft water and hard water.
Experienced some of the hail, I think, up north last night. Another one, the wind is like the air, only pushier. That's a way to say it.
Yeah, pushier air. How about this one? What is 1 horsepower? 1 horsepower is the amount of energy it takes to drag a horse 500 feet in 1 second.
Huh. All good explanation. And finally, the last one of these scientific observations from the youngsters is it's so hot in some places that the people there have to live in other places.
There you go. Science, theories as told by elementary school kids. 14 minutes before 8 o'clock, you're in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB. We are family. 64 degrees, Caleb and Havel hanging out with you on this gorgeous Friday morning. And it's our Friday morning tradition to get you caught up. You're knowledgeable folk, but there's no way you can possibly keep up to date on everything that's going on in news, sports, politics, and pop culture. So we do the heavy lifting for you, and then we bring it to you in condensed form. We call it Headlines, and here we go.
Target will hire 100,000 seasonal workers this year.
Yeah, they'll serve as replacements for any regular employees injured when they open the doors on Black Friday.
Ouch.
Nearly 10% of college graduates, this is unbelievable, nearly 10% of college graduates mistakenly believe that Judge Judy sits on the Supreme Court.
And they're pretty sure Dr. Phil's the Surgeon General.
Not sure that's accurate.
According to a study, drinking tea is good for the brain.
I seriously question that. Have you ever seen a session of British Parliament?
Good point.
Scientists say that laughing for 10 to 15 minutes can burn up to 40 calories.
Looks like your diet plan involves listening to this show even more.
Indeed.
According to researchers, people who work fewer hours are more productive.
So if I stop working altogether, I should be unstoppable. Studies say that we've been fooling ourselves. There is no such thing as comfort food. Bad moods pass just as quickly no matter what we eat.
Tough break in the big game, son. Here, have a carrot stick.
That'll work.
And finally, new research confirms that being in nature reduces stress levels.
Unless, of course, you're being chased by a bear.
Yeah.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. Well, it's a classic, isn't it? The Wizard of Oz turns 85 this year from 1939. Happy birthday or happy anniversary to The Wizard of Oz. L. Frank Baum's The Wonderful Wizard of Oz book, on which the movie, of course, was based, has 13 sequels. We've got a few fun factoids for you about this. 13 sequels, to The Wonderful Wizard of Oz, authors approved by Baum's estate later penned 26 more sequels. I had no idea. Few more fun factoids about The Wizard of Oz as it turns 85 this year. Upon release, it was considered a moderate success, largely because it had cost so much to make. Only after its re-releases in 1947 and 1955 did it start turning a profit and finding wider audiences. Now, The Wizard of Oz also is not the first Oz film. The earliest Oz film series were produced by author L. Frank Baum in 1908 and 1914. These were silent films. Another well-known but unsuccessful version was created in 1925 before, again, the 1939 classic and then its re-releases. Now, The Wizard of Oz, we all know and love, grossed approximately $3 million in its initial release. It did not show what MGM, the movie studio, considered a large profit until a 1949 re-release earned an additional $1.5 million. The first DVD release of the film was not until March 26, 1997, and contained no special features or supplements. Now we kind of expect those, right? The first television broadcast of The Wizard of Oz was on CBS on November 3rd, 1956. The network paid MGM $225,000 to televise the movie that year.
The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, the best of the week. I got to say, it leans heavily between the middle to latter part of the week, so let's give it a listen. At least three people fighting for their lives this morning after that wagon flipped during that school field trip to the apple orchard in Chippewa Falls yesterday morning.
Hearing that your young child was involved in a critical incident is some of the most gut-wrenching news that a person can hear.
It takes your breath away.
Yeah.
And I grieve. I feel badly for that. You know, from very early in my life, you know, a trip to the apple orchard was just an absolute fall treat. And this just, it's horrible.
It is Talk Like a Pirate Day, Caleb.
Arg. Mm-hmm. Can be used for anything, good or bad. Examples, arg, what a lovely day. Or arg, I don't like that. That's, I mean, really, if you're trying to talk like a pirate, a lot of args seem to do the trick.
Swinging and a rocket to right, base hit.
That's the incomparable Bob Uecker last night on the Brewers Radio Network as the Brewers walk off the Philadelphia Phillies 2-1 from American Family Field. And earlier in the day, thanks to Craig Counsell and the Cubs' loss, the Brewers clinched the NL Central Division title for the second year in a row.
Belay!
That means stop that. Example, belay that talk if your kids are complaining in the backseat. There you go.
Today's number is 310 million. That's the number of lightning strikes that hit Earth from May through October. Are you kidding me? Who would have guessed the number was that big? 310 million lightning strikes. My, the things you learn on the WIB Wake Up Show.
The question is as follows. If you're typical, you'll eat over 8 pounds of what this year?
Hi, this is JoJo from Jump River.
Hey, JoJo.
What do you think?
Would it be eggs?
Would it be eggs? 8 pounds of eggs per year. JoJo? No. But call us back, 715-723-2555.
This is Dale from Rice Lake. I don't know. I didn't hear jelly beans is on the list.
Jelly beans was not on
the list.
That's
a great guess.
Is it jelly beans? Dale from Rice Lake? It's not, but excellent guess.
Tater tots.
Tater tots.
There we go. A little Napoleon Dynamite action.
I'm just thinking the same thing. It's not tater tots.
Good morning, Brian from Oliva.
Hey, Brian.
All right, Brian, what do you think on this Win It Wednesday?
My favorite, pickles.
Is it pickles? What makes you say pickles, Brian?
Well, you said it's a compliment, so I thought I put away about 80 to 100 quart a year when I can them, and I love pickles.
Yeah.
Is it pickles? Brian from Oliva? Plus pounds of pickles eaten each year. Brian, congratulations. What do you most enjoy pickles as a compliment to?
Oh, I eat them for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and with my ice cream.
He eats a lot more than...
with the ice cream.
He eats a lot more than the 8 pounds. Are you going to get that as one of your two options from Culver's for your mixer?
If they have it.
Chippewa County Sheriff Travis Hakes was asked, what was it like responding to an incident like this?
Pretty heart-wrenching. As a parent myself, you know, it's a parent's greatest fear that something happens to their children, especially when they're, you know, young like that. And, you know, I can tell you that the children were extremely brave, very resilient, extremely brave. I'm very proud of every one of those kiddos and the chaperones.
Tough week in a lot of ways, but we're here for you and continue to pray for those recovering from that accident.
Thank you for making us part of your day, part of your week here on the WIB Wake Up Show. The best of the week from Halvo.